This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It is a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply. State Representative David Brock Smith. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So talk about the last few days in the Oregon State Legislature and tell us about some of what's been going on.
Oh, well, we have, chamber deadlines that have moved past. I, of course, sit as the Vice Chair of Energy and Environment on the Ag and Natural Resources Committee, Education Committee, and the Ways and Means Subcommittee. We had a resignation from our state forester, Peter Doherty, late last week. There was quite a tumultuous meeting in the Ways and Means Sub over ODF. And, of course, it's always a difficult conversation, and it shouldn't be, with regards to wildfire and how it occurs and why it's occurring. The folks on the other side of the aisle want to say that it's climate change, and the folks on my side, and especially myself, want to say, well, we need proper forest management in order to mitigate the catastrophic wildfire conditions. And so we lost our state forester, and we're getting into the nitty-gritty with regards to fire costs. Of course, there's been an attack on our logging industries, but it's definitely escalated this session. They want to go after taxing our logging industries, doing away with OFIC, and they want to charge them more for wildfire costs, although the data clearly shows, outside of the 2020, even with the 2020 wildfire season, that wildfires start on public lands, and of the 80% that do burn on public lands, the 20% that burns on private land, 15 of which comes off of public land. And those private foresters already pay through the nose with regards to wildfire funding. So it's a very difficult time right now.
Do you feel like you're seeing any movement forward in a positive direction in this area?
Well, it's just the conversations need to be data-driven rather than the emotional arguments, right, Kyle? And that's something that will continue. I had these bills in front of my Ag and Natural Resources, and then they went to revenue. And so I'll be engaging in that committee, although not a member of that committee, to carry that Ag and Natural Resource experience over to the committee that might not have it, members that might not have it, in testimony in the future.
One of the topics you've brought up a couple of times recently is redistricting. Any update on that?
So we have equal representation on redistricting committee, which is in the House, which is critical. We need to make sure that we can move forward with the redistricting line so that we can make a difference, as I've said before on your program, where we're going to be having those lines drawn. And having that equal representation on the redistricting committee, we'll be able to stop the gerrymandering and draw lines that are fair and balanced across the state board.
And timeline-wise, is everything about the same in terms of how the redistricting should be happening?
No, because the census data due to COVID was delayed. And so we're already looking at a special session in September. We should have the data very soon. And we'll be, the redistricting committees will be going over that, and we'll be coming in to finalize those districts in September in a special session.
And, of course, one of the big questions that comes out of that is not as much on the local districts as it is knowing now that Oregon is getting another seat in the U.S. House, is exactly how that's going to be looked at upon a map, and how a new district's going to be drawn out of the state.
Yes, it's exciting to have Oregon grow a congressional district. But that's one of the critical functions of making sure that we have equal representation on that redistricting committee so that we have the equal input on where that new congressional, where those, all those congressional lines are going to be drawn.
Now, let's talk about the budget process. Is that still going along reasonably well, you think?
It is. Of course, there's quite a bit of infusion of federal dollars into the state through the ARPA funding process. I know the speaker is pushing for a lot of it to be used in housing and affordable housing. There's really no details as of yet on how that will look. So as that moves forward, of course, our push is to make sure it isn't all essentially are focused on Portland, but that rural Oregonians get the benefit of those resources for affordable housing as well.
What about legislation that you've been working on? Are you seeing some things going forward?
Yes. I've been working on a statewide ODA meat processing legislation. We were able to pass that in the second special session of 2020. And now I'm pushing for $10 million in grant funding to help stand up those smaller processors. We have a serious issue with regards to the current large slaughterhouses that are a year out. And so the opportunity to have these smaller processors stand up to USDA compliance will be fantastic for our smaller ranchers around, because down in Brookings, for example, those cattle ranchers have to they have to drive their cattle all the way to Springfield in order for them to be processed, which adds a tremendous amount of cost to get local beef in the market.
All right, State Representative David Brocksmith, anything else you want to share with folks this morning?
No, just appreciate the opportunity to speak with you, Kyle, and all the folks that that are listening. And it's a pleasure to work for you all, and my office is open anytime if you have any additional questions.
All right, State Representative David Brocksmith, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you, sir.
8:38, the morning conversation, a presentation of Garrettson Building Supply.